Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about today?
abellinger@cox.net.
How do you spell that?
A and B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R.
At
cox.net, C-O-X.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that information. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Anita Bellinger.
Thank you for that also. I have located an account with propertyrecord.com, and I also see that your account was canceled due to a declined charge, and that cancellation number is 3473463. And how may I help you today?
Could you repeat that number, please?
Oh, the cancellation number was 3473. Yes. 463.
And could you tell me what date it was canceled on?
May 26th, okay. Which is today.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure it was canceled. Whenever I signed up for this, it was supposed to be for a one-time dollar charge.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just fraud. So no, at any rate.
I apologize for the misunderstanding, but you were charged a dollar deposit for our 1895 volume discount package, which buys you 19 report credits per month. But yes, my system has went ahead and canceled that for you, because by declining it, that's letting us know you don't want that charge or want to be a customer with us anymore. So we canceled that account.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ms. Aaron. Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day also.
Okay. Bye.